Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So I know there's a lot going on. I told you guys, 2022 was going to be no less drama. I just had this feeling, and I think we all had this feeling. You know, we all predicted that something big was going to happen with Putin and China, and, you know, we didn't want it to happen at the same time, but it looks like it probably will. The last thing we want is World War III. But we'll talk about some of the latest developments in that. But I want to open with, you know, a concern I've had as a doctor with my patients with COVID, and many of them saying that their depression is worse. They feel like they're depressed. They're depressed all the time. And at first with the COVID pandemic, it was like, well, yeah, you know, it's because you're on lockdown. You're stuck watching the same Netflix shows. You know, somebody said they went through and saw Game of Thrones twice. Game of Thrones is a fantastic series, but there's more to life than Game of Thrones. Yes, there is. You know, even though I self-proclaim myself a Khaleesi, still, yes, there is more to life than Game of Thrones. So at first, I was writing off all this depression as, well, it's the pandemic, it's the loss of job, it's your loss of your bar, your restaurant, your career, your future's all foggy. But I've been noticing with patients that they've been actually saying that when they had COVID, their depression worsened. Well, that makes sense because viruses do worsen your depression. In fact, many women know when a yeast infection's coming or a vaginal infection's coming because they notice their moods drop. I know when I'm getting the flu. Every year I know when I'm getting the flu because I just don't feel as giggly as I usually am. And I'm really giggly. I giggle all the time. I'm not as giggly. And then I'm like, oh boy, something's up. So, yes, viruses do have an effect on mood. But what about suicide? So I don't know if you guys heard a huge Hollywood agent yesterday, Chris Huvain, reported that he had died at the age of 47. According to Deadline, the death was an apparent suicide. The L.A. County Medical Examiner's Office did not immediately respond. And we're hearing over and over again, I mean, almost every week somebody dies of suicide. We're also seeing these numbers uptick in terms of overdose deaths. They said overdose deaths, you know, hit record highs. But then, interestingly, if you guys remember a couple months ago, they said the pandemic did not increase suicide. So suicide, overall suicide rates apparently decreased 3% from 2019 to 2020, despite risk factors for suicide generally increasing. Now, that's data published Wednesday by the National Center for Health Statistics. That wasn't Wednesday. This was Wednesday in November by the National Center for Health Statistics. Suicides among men had over the 2019-2020, and probably because everybody was scared and they didn't know what to do, and they were like, huh, you know, maybe I don't have to kill myself because there's COVID. I don't know. I don't know why suicides would have gone down. But I'm predicting that that number is up. I'm also predicting that many of these overdose deaths are being miscalculated as an accidental overdose versus somebody saying, you know what, I'm out, and they do it that way. I don't know if we have a lot of data on how many overdose deaths were on purpose, especially with heroin, fentanyl. We know there's accidental. We also know people don't realize what they're taking, so some of it could be actually counted as a poisoning. But we have overdose deaths rising. We technically have suicide deaths dropping in 2019 to 2020. Yet every week it seems like somebody killed themselves. And it's in the news. And then I have patients saying, look, my depression won't go away. Or my depression's worse. So if any of you, I'd like to hear from you, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If any of you noticed that your moods, you got more into a funk. Let me clarify. Okay, nobody is going to be giggly or in a good mood when they have COVID. Okay, if you're stuck in the hospital, if you're stuck home, if you're in isolation, it's miserable. So, yeah, but if you could try to separate that out and filter that part out, did you notice your moods dropped? Did you notice that it's really, really hard that you went into a funk just a day or two before you got sick? So I remember telling my husband 2 years ago, this was before the pandemic, so then maybe 3 years ago, I was like, you know what? I just don't feel as happy as I usually do. I wonder if I'm getting sick. So I go, okay, remember that I told you this, because if I do start getting sick in a couple days, you could tell me that was probably, you know, then you could remind me that I kind of felt a difference in my mood. You know, when I start to feel sick, I get the sore throat, I might get the cough, but that's day one of being sick. What about a day or two before? I think a lot of us feel it in our moods. And the reason why I think that's important is, number one, is then you know you came down with something if you could kind of figure out that's how your body works. Number two is you could hopefully get some help. Because if people get COVID and then they just don't bounce back with their moods, maybe our breathing bounces back. Maybe our throat bounces back. Maybe our voice bounces back. But I'm really wondering, especially when you see all these suicide cases, is it that the mood and the emotions didn't bounce back positively? Now, we've spoken about suicide. There's tons of reasons why people commit suicide. You know, some of them want to control their end. Some of them are facing something that's so insurmountable that they can't see around it. Many of them, you know, you're like, well, look, you have a bright future, and they just can't see the future. The future's foggy. Some of them are just, they just can't see the point of living longer. Some of them are in pain. Some of them got some bad news. Some of them think they're going to go to jail. So there's a whole variety of reasons, and we can't even guess why somebody like a great Hollywood agent that, you know, was a Hollywood agent to some of the major, major stars out there, you know, would choose to end their life. But I'm hearing patients time and time again saying they're depressed. I think, you know, this is just something that I want you guys to kind of keep an eye out for. And if you notice your moods drop, if you notice you still have depression as your long COVID symptom, I'd like to hear about it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as you know, February is American Heart Month. We talk about blood pressure. We talk about your pulse. We talk about trying to prevent, you know, one of the most common killers of men and women alike. But, you know, heart disease can start in the pediatric, actually in the fetal landscape. And joining us next is Dr. Jonathan Chen, Chief of Cardiothoracic Surgery at the Cardiac Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, CHOP, to talk to us about babies and heart disease and what we could do for them. Dr. Chen, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Man, really, really appreciate. So, you know, you are at the epicenter of, you know, where children, you know, get treated and babies and fetal surgery and so much that has been done happens at the Children's Hospital of Philly. Can you talk to us about what you see?
Well, we see everything. We're a pretty large center, one of the probably top three largest centers in the United States for cardiac disease. Interestingly, because we have a place here called the Special Delivery Unit where mothers deliver in the hospital here, so it's healthy moms with kids with not just heart defects, but any other problems that would complicate pregnancy. We see quite a few newborns, probably a disproportionate number. So we're actually the busiest place in the country when it comes to newborn cardiac procedures.
Wow.
But that doesn't mean that we don't, you know, we see the full gamut of, garden variety cardiac disease as well. And there's a network of outpatient offices throughout the Philadelphia and greater Pennsylvania region where the cardiologists will see folks, even in Jersey, even the pastures.
Fantastic. And we definitely appreciate what you do. So how common is pediatric heart disease?
Well, congenital heart disease affects about 1 in 120 babies. So think of it as about 1% of the population, which means, in the United States, that's about 40,000 children a year. Now, mind you, not all of them are going to need anything more than, healthy checkup and a pat on the back. But for those who do have significant heart disease, that can mean an operation in the first hours of life, months of life, or throughout their childhood. By and large, kids do very well with these problems, but they do require being plugged into, the right system, right cardiologist, and so forth.
And it does. It takes immediate, recognition, immediate intervention. During my training, we would deliver babies of women that didn't have any prenatal care. And then they would come in, and then we would, ultrasound. We would try to ultrasound the baby. We would do what we could. And that was in the 90s. So we still had a lot. But now you guys have a whole bunch of more tools at your disposal. What do you do, in terms of screening that seems to be something that is now a acceptable screen, through the USPSTF and a great way to pick up on congenital heart disease?
Yeah, well, for these days, major congenital cardiac disease can be detected in utero. So, routine obstetrical ultrasound will see some abnormalities. And the obstetrician will then refer to a pediatric cardiologist, and they'll do a very focused ultrasound or an echocardiogram. Generally speaking, about 20 weeks of gestation, they can start to really elucidate with pretty surprising precision, real accuracy, what the baby will have, and then they'll get a couple more ultrasounds throughout the pregnancy. It's important for two reasons. One is it allows the parents to get a little educated on what the heart disease is and what the first, few hours, months, years, et cetera, will look like. But as important, it allows us as clinicians to orchestrate that kind of delicate ballet that can be the delivery. So some of these babies can be delivered anywhere. Some of them we would recommend being delivered here in the children's hospital itself. And about a handful of times a year, we'll actually recommend that the mothers deliver in the cardiac operating rooms, and that's because we would anticipate the baby might need something within the first minutes of life. That's relatively unusual, but it is something that is it's a luxury to have at your disposal because, as you're pointing out, when you and I trained in the 90s, we didn't know the diagnosis probably more than 15% of the time. So you were going through, the routine, five-alarm fire and going through all the diagnoses as to why you have, say, low oxygen levels. And, congenital heart disease is up there on the list, but it's not number one on the list. So it could take a while in the old days to get to this diagnosis. Nowadays, we know 85% of the time we'll know exactly what it's going to be. We know what to anticipate, which medications they should have, which medications they shouldn't have. And that's been a huge advance for us in terms of taking care of the baby.
Oh, exactly, exactly. We are speaking to Dr. Jonathan Chen, Chief of Cardiothoracic Surgery at the Cardiac Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, CHOP. So, would you say is the most common cause, of congenital heart disease?
We surmise that congenital heart disease is inherited, right? It's a congenital, so it's probably some genetic cause. We tend not to see families who have kids with all the exact same congenital lesions, so it's not something that is, for example, a dominant trait. But I do think that our future is going to be trying to connect these things. Now that we have more and more whole genome sequencing on children, is how do we associate the actual genetic abnormalities with the cardiac disease that we see? And, the future state, the ideal future state would be one where you could run a whole genome sequence on a fetus and understand which is the right strategy for them because, they may have heart disease, but they could have a bunch of other things too that would influence what kind of procedure we would work out best. So I think, in the ideal version in the future, you get the whole genome sequence. We understand exactly why for baby A, the right answer is surgery and then a cath and then, you know, and so on. And the right answer, baby B, is a cath and then surgery or a cath and wait. And those, that level of precision and personalized medicine, I think is really where our field is going.
So true. So true. And, you know, many of these are like, you know, congenital heart disease, many of the structural abnormalities or issues, it's something, you know, because moms are like, well, what could I have done to prevent this? You know, many of them, it's no one's fault that, you know, it happened. But are there certain heart issues that we are seeing kids born with that could be environmental or acquired or something that parents, you know, had done? Like, you know, when I was training, it was stimulant use, meth, cocaine. Are there some things that parents can do to minimize the risk?
A specific cardiac lesions, not really. The main ones are the ones that still you and I study, like maternal rubella, for example. Mm-hmm. What is important, though, is that if the child, it's probably true for any child, but certainly if the child has complex congenital heart disease, we do have a lot of important information now that shows that what we call the maternal fetal environment is very important. So maternal smoking, diabetes, mm-hmm. obesity, that sort of thing, those all weigh very heavily on the risk of operating on children when they're born. And in fact, some of those risk factors, maternal smoking, for example, may actually outweigh most of the genetic risks that can be associated with the lesion itself. So that part actually is very important, the maternal fetal environment. It may not be causative. It may not be that because you smoke, the baby has genital heart disease, but it definitely has a ramifications with regard to risk.
So true, so true. We're talking to Dr. Jonathan Chen, Chief of Cardiothoracic Surgery at the Cardiac Center of Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So, you know, where are we going? I mean, so far the advancements have been phenomenal. Where are we going? What would you like to see us still have the technology for in the next coming, you know, decade?
Well, I think, you know, we talked about the genetic part. I think that would be, you know, that's the real sort of pie in the sky, is the very fine-tuned, personalized version. You know, technology
precision.
Advances faster than we can take advantage of it. Cardiac devices get better. The interventional cath devices get better. Medications definitely advance. They take a little longer because of the FDA approval and so forth, but those certainly, in the context, for example, of pediatric heart failure, I think those are going to be real game changers for sure. And what's really exciting, that's really been in the last probably 3 years, and I would fully anticipate will only get better, is our ability to kind of leverage the best of technology in terms of imaging. So we can now take CAT scans and MRIs of children and sort of convert them into the virtual reality platform. So we can do virtual repairs on complex congenital lesions and virtual valve repairs, where we can trial different kinds of techniques to see which one works the best. And that's amazing when you
very
think
cool.
about it. I mean, we're
yes.
taking the, yeah,
yeah.
You know, we're taking out the game day decision making and making it a very calculated, you know, specific and precise, you know, science, for lack of a better term.
I love it. I love it. I know we have a final minute. Do you see COVID affecting fetus hearts?
Not overtly the fetus hearts, other than we would assume that if the mothers are really sick, that probably the low oxygen levels probably would impact that. No, what's interesting also and encouraging is that throughout all of the pandemic so far, we have not seen that congenital heart patients are affected any worse than anybody else. We were very worried in the beginning that was going to be a substantial
like Zika kind of.
It has not borne out to be the case.
Awesome. How can my listeners find out more information, Dr. Chen?
Best place is our homepage, heart.chop.edu, heart.chop.edu.
Fantastic. Well, bless you and your team. Can't wait to have you back on. And thank you so much.
Thanks. Nice chatting.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Men 2-1 outnumbered women landing a job in America as we near the end of the pandemic. More than 1 million men jumped into the job market last month, coming off unemployment payrolls and either looking for a job or getting a job. That's compared to just 39,000 women, according to just released government data. As tensions between Taiwan and China continue to be front and center, the United States has approved a $100 million support contract with Taiwan, aimed at boosting the island's missile defense systems. The funds would be used to sustain, maintain, and improve Taiwan's Patriot missile defense system. China claims Taiwan to be its own. Taiwan's foreign minister said it highly welcomed the U.S. decision.
All of these terrible things are up in our country because people are just trying to cope and are breaking down.
Raquel Dencho, speaking to Canada's House of Commons during the truckers' protest in the Capitol. USA Radio News. Democrat Governor Phil Murphy announced next month students and staff in New Jersey's schools and daycare centers will no longer be required to wear masks, citing a dramatic decline in COVID-19 case numbers as the recent Omicron surge drops off as well. Murphy said the universal mask requirement for schools will expire at the end of March. Connecticut and Delaware governors also announced an end to mask mandates in schools ending soon. Two men who escaped a prison in Tennessee died in Wilmington, North Carolina after a police chase, according to the Sullivan County Sheriff's Office. Tobias Carr, Timothy Sarver, Johnny Brown were all involved in a robbery in Sneed's Ferry. That's near Camp Lejeune. After robbing the store in Sneed's Ferry, the trio led authorities on a chase across counties before crashing their vehicle in Brunswick County. The Super Bowl is Sunday evening. The Rams and the Bengals will kick off at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so how many of you guys have kids? I got two. Do they listen to their mama? No. Right? I mean, maybe they do. You know, it's funny. When I want to get my kids to listen to me, you know, I'll just speak in my regular voice. They don't listen. Then I'll step it up and ask, did you hear me? You know, because you assume that maybe what happened is they didn't hear. Then, nope, don't get a response back, or they don't do what you say. So then you look to see if they have their AirPods or beat or something in their ears. Right? You know, because you're like, okay, look, you know, before I go to DEFCON 5 or 1 or whatever, right, let's DEFCON 1, let me just double check that there's nothing, you know, mechanically obstructing them from hearing their mama. You look, the ears are fine. So you make eye contact. You know, you're like, okay, you're like, can you see me? All right? I've told you three times to do something. Have you done it yet? And they look like, what's wrong with you? Once they give me that look, like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I told you that if he does it, I just go all crazy. And then they finally listen. So when I saw that, you know, kids have these mask mandates and kids were going to have to wear masks, I'm like, Lord have mercy. I don't know how these teachers do it. Because these teachers need to teach them their English, their math, their foreign language, their art, do their PE, do the fire drills, do the earthquake drills. I don't know. Now with what's going on with Putin saying he has nuclear, you know, he'll show his nuclear strength, nuclear drills, whatever these teachers have to deal with, school shootings. I'm like, they don't need to on top of this deal with the masks. And, you know, overall, they managed it. And kids wore masks and they did it. Some of them got in trouble. Some of them didn't. Some of them said, you know, put your mask back on. And it was, you know, but the thought, and for a kid, is that it was temporary. Okay, remember, a child is a lot smarter than you think. Child does not like to have anything on their nose and mouth. When I tried to put a mask on my cat and dog, you know, because remember in China, somebody had a mask on their cat. All right, so I'm like, you know what? Yeah, let me see if I can get this done. They didn't want it. Why did a cat and dog not want it? Because they want to breathe. They don't want something over their orifices. It's just instinctive with them. Well, kids are instinctive too. We've taught them to not put a bag over their face. We taught them to not do the condom challenge, which was something where not only you'd stick the condom in your nose and pull it through your mouth, but you would also drop a condom completely, you know, inflated with water stupid challenge. But we told kids, you don't put things over your face. Don't put plastic bags. Don't put anything over your face. Don't be shoving a whole bunch of food in your mouth. Don't be covering your nose. Don't cover your nose when you sneeze. Don't hurt your ears. And so for years, we've been telling our kids that, and all of a sudden now it's cover your nose, cover your mouth. So kids listen. They might have obliged. They might have gotten through, but they're like, okay, wait a second. I thought this was only 2 weeks. I thought this was only 2 months. And here we are 2 years later. And so what's interesting is while the parents and the grown-ups are fighting it out with the school districts and with the governors and the federal government, some kids are saying, we're done. We're done. We're not doing it. What are you going to do? And in the olden days, you would scare a kid by saying, look, we're going to tell your mommy. Okay, now when I grew up, oh my gosh, if you're going to call my parents, I get the belt. So I'm like, no, I'll do exactly what you say. But, you know, thank God we're not punishing kids like that anymore. So many kids, you know, their punishment might be, oh, you know, you're in timeout, or, you know, I'll take away your Netflix, I'll take away. But when the parents are even like, look, I don't want your face obstructed, I don't want your breathing obstructed, telling a kid, we're going to tell your mama, might not scare them that much. And so I guess in Chicago, was it Chicago? Yeah. A bunch of Chicago high schools, so they're high schoolers. Okay, we're not talking terrible twos. You know, we're not talking about, you know, one of the best grades to teach is your second grade, your third grade. I've taught kids of all grades, and they're the easiest, the second and third grade, because they look at you like you're God, a God, right? You're a goddess. You're like, oh, I'll listen to you. Oh, you're so wonderful. You're so this. The high schoolers are like, crazy, say what? Yeah, I mean, the high schoolers, they'll have some attitude. So apparently, a group of maskless Chicago high schoolers decided to say we're done, stormed out of school. Apparently, they would isolate kids who didn't want to wear a mask. And apparently, one Oregon mother said, I'm tired of seeing my kids wearing a mask. We abide by the rules. We wear the mask all day at school and work, and we still got COVID, including my infant. Now, she told the Daily Mail, her name is Ari Moore, she followed the mandate since the pandemic first broke out, took COVID very seriously, feels horrible for families who lost loved ones, but she's concerned about the impact masking has on her kids. She says, my son says he can't breathe well with them on and gets told to pull them up when he pulls it down to breathe. So throughout the United States, we're starting to see kids now protest. A group of Chicago area students walked out of school Monday after being told they were required to wear masks to attend class, despite an Illinois judge issuing a temporary restraining order against the governor's statewide school mask mandate. And you see these kids They're all kind of isolated. They love that they're not in school. They're all kind of, you know, laughing. And, you know, some of them are hitting on other kids. But this was at Vernon Hills High School. Apparently, the students were denied entry to classrooms and escorted into the gym. They were instructed to either wear a mask, leave school, or have a parent report the absence or work on classwork isolated in the gym. And so the students were given a, quote, mental health day. And you know, this has, we've seen this in New Jersey, Delaware. We've seen, you know, these moves where, you know, a lot of governors are like, okay, look, you know, can we move on? Do we still need to do the masks? And as a doctor, I get asked, you know, when do we stop? Once you start the masks, how do you pull this back? And that's why I didn't like the mandate, because I knew it was going to be almost impossible to take away the masks. Even though I've said time and time again, it's got to be an N95 respirator and without valve. It can't be, you know, the BS that people have on their face. Because once you start it, how do you stop it? How do you then, during flu or pneumonia season or, I don't know, a croup season or RSV, how do you, you know, then say, okay, guys, we got to go back, put the mask on. It's that's why the masks have just kept, they just kept, you know, keep wearing it. It's a barrier. The problem is you lost people, and you lost the engagement of people. One, when you locked them down, wouldn't let them work. Two, when you wouldn't let the kids go to school. But Omicron really shifted a lot of public opinion on this. And I'm not saying people are anti-mask all of a sudden. They're just anti-mandate. That's where I've been. I've never been anti-mask, definitely not anti-vaccine. I think the vaccine works, but just there is no way I'm going to support a mandate. No way. Because once you go there, you can't pull it back. And so that's where these schools are at. You have parents going, oh, you're going to stop the kids from wearing a mask. They're going to spread COVID all over the place. Meanwhile, parents and their kids are like, but we got COVID. We did the mask. Remember I told you in 2020, by the summer of 2020, people were sick, they were in the hospital, and you would hear people saying, ah, they weren't wearing a mask. I saw it even on Facebook. See, that's what happens when you don't wear a mask. And I was like, look, these are people saying, I wore the mask. I wore the mask and I still got sick. I mean, you know, how much more browbeating are you going to do to these people? I think there was a study where kids are like, they're not learning how to smile. They're not learning. They're not recognizing the smile. They're not recognizing, especially the young ones, the facial interactions, you know, and the nuances. This is a part of their communication they need to learn. And I mean, mind you, if everybody had N95 respirators and none of them got Omicron, I'd be like, okay, look, you know, talk to the parents, let the parents choose and show them the data. But when parents are like, my kid wore a mask and still was home with Omicron, then what the hell are we doing? You're not engaging them to go along with the mandate. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am no expert on foreign policy, but I am a mom, I am a doctor, I'm a business owner, I'm an American. I think I, as well as the rest of the world, is watching pretty closely what the hell is happening now with Russia, with China, and concerned that we might be going into World War III. I thought, you know, we were done with the drama. Well, I never thought we were done with the drama. I was hoping we'd be done with the drama 2020, 2021, maybe done with the drama in 1991 with the fall of the Soviet Union. But no, no, no. 2022 is probably going to be one of the most dramatic years left. And I mean, remember, we had the falling iguanas. I mean, that was just a few weeks ago. So this is definitely not a year I would want to repeat, and we're only 1 month in. We're only, 38 days into this year. And so some of you have, emailed me or texted me or on social media DM'd me and said, look, I think Russia's going to strike after the Olympics. Another one of you said, I think Russia's going to strike during the Super Bowl. I don't want it to happen during the Super Bowl. I want to watch the Super Bowl. I want to just, do my thing. And, even though, he's not going to strike our soil, he would invade, Putin would invade Ukraine. While all that's going on, China may go ahead and take over Taiwan. So, these are things that we knew were brewing. And then once, things started to look a little like we are distracted, we might not have the best, shall we say, show of strength, especially at the Afghanistan debacle, we knew that would be a green light for Putin, for China, for whoever wants to, conquer, expand, etc. And so, I look at some of your guys' comments. You think one of you thought that Putin would wait till after the Olympics because, Putin was at the Olympics. And it's a good thought. I'm not making fun of it. It's a good thought. I mean, maybe, you see the Ukraine, you see Slovakia, you see Poland, you see Austria, you see everybody kind of all hanging out. They're competing and everybody looks happy. And, I just don't know. I think, remember there was about 130,000 troops and now there's about 140,000 troops ready to go. So when I look at the psychology of these power hungry world leaders, and, I've seen power-hungry people, in corporations. I've seen it in academia. I've seen it in, with my patients. So when you look and you see what Putin is doing, and remember I told you guys about this, a lot of times what somebody will do right before they declare war is they try to accuse the other side of stepping up escalations, which is what has been happening, or they try to say, I was wronged. And many of them have lost something. Germany, Hitler wanted to regain German territories in World War II that they lost after World War I. Soviet Union wants to regain their territories. China's looking to expand. They don't want to be in a position they were in during World War II when, Japan, was the biggest threat. And so, so if they were going to do what they wanted to do for years or decades, they're looking at now the distraction of COVID, Biden having to make a decision on mask mandates. And I'm not trying to, add levity to the situation. This is what Biden's dealing with. Biden is, having to deal with mask mandates and all that. And meanwhile, you got superpowers going, okay, this is our time. This is our opportunity. But what I find fascinating are all these other countries, and the psychology of them. I'm sure many of us are thinking, oh gosh, no, we don't need a war. There are some idiots out there that just love the drama. And they're like, oh my gosh, I would love to be able to say that I lived during that time and this is all exciting. And, imagine the social media, buzzing. It's going to definitely add to excitement and I might not have to go back to work. So you got some idiots that just love drama and love turmoil. But I think the rest of us with a level head are like, oh no, we don't need this. We don't need this now. And some of you are thinking, well, so what? Putin invades Ukraine, how does it affect us? And some of you are like, okay, whoa, if he does this, we're going into World War III. So I'd like to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you think this is just going to be a one-shot grab, a one-off, and then Putin's like, I'm satisfied, my tummy's full, I'm not... There's no need to do more. Same thing with China. Do you think they're going to be like, okay, just that one country and I'm good, or do you think this is the start of something that's going to draw the whole world into conflict? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When you look at the parallels between World War II, pre-World War II, this appears to be, if you read a, when you were looking at a textbook, this looks like we are probably closer to an all-out conflict with, two major powers, very similar to what we had, even though it took another year or two with Japan, but we, back in World War II. But, this is something that, for those you people who are kind of naive, you know, definitely kind of read a history book and just kind of, you know, check this out and see the writing on the wall. But what's fascinating to me is when a country doesn't want to get into a conflict with Russia, it's the first thought people have is, okay, you know what? Then that means we're not going to go to war. All these other countries, NATO isn't going to annex, you know, or take on Ukraine. These other countries don't want war. War's not going to happen. And so when you look at that going, okay, all right, so Russia takes over Ukraine, that's, you know, it won't turn into a war. But if Russia's not done, right, and remember, we have Americans, we have innocent people, it's a country that, you know, has worked with America, has worked with its European allies. Just because that country, you know, is just, let's say, a single country, does that mean Putin stops there? And so the question people have is, do you stop this now? Do you prevent it now? Or do you watch, wait, and see? Well, people watched and waited and, you know, let's just wait and see with Hitler. And he took over Poland. After that, he pushed forward. And so I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, I have my own opinions. I got two boys. I got a 21-year-old and a 19-year-old. Last thing I want is to see them drafted and go to war. I I'm a mommy. You know, I want them home with mama. You know, I want to hold them tight. I don't want to see innocent, you know, men and women, you know, those that, you know, identify as, you know, cis or trans. I don't want anybody dying in a conflict. And it's just seeming to be something that where, you know, I think it will move forward. I don't think they're going to wait till the Olympics is over. I think they have the troops. They're looking for a reason. I think President Biden had said that if Russia does invade, then it will not be business as usual. And, yeah, he said some other things. He, you know, threatened, you know, no gas pipeline, things like that. But when his choice of terms was it was not going to be business as usual, okay, that's just not, you know, it's him playing it safe because he doesn't have the power to say, okay, we're going to go on, you know, war and, you know, we're going to just, you know, annihilate. He doesn't, you know, he can't do that. Yeah, I mean, Trump might have done that. Trump might have said, okay, you know, you mess with us, we are going to, you know, bring the rain. But, you know, but the flip side is, well, it's not going to be business as usual. That's kind of taking an approach like, you know, we're not going to necessarily go to war with you, but we're not going to be happy. And if we're not going to be happy, we're going to cut off some things. So I don't know. I think this is kind of moving in a direction that's not good. I'm not feeling happy about this. I'm a little nervous. 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's hear from you.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.